Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss the corporate life cycle. So let's take a look at the graph. You can see in the stage one, startup, right? This is where we are ramping up our operations, getting our mix together, right? Our financing mix. How are we going to finance the company, right? In this stage, we have an idea for a business that meets an unmet need in the market. So this is our startup phase. This is where we are implementing the development of our products, how we're going to market it, the strategy that we're going to implement, and the startup phase. Stage two, young growth, okay? This creates a business model that converts ideas into potential revenues and profits. So now we are implementing our strategies, we are developing our products, we are marketing our products heavily, and we are now in the young growth phase. Stage three, high growth. Here we are building our business, we're building our brand, we're building our reputation. We're taking market share from the competitors, and we're converting that potential into revenues through the capturing of that market share. So now we'll see in stage four, mature growth. Right, we're growing our business continually, shifting from losses to profits. Okay, so you can see how the trend line is growing over the maturity of the business life cycle. So you can see in stage four, mature growth, we're really getting close to that maximization of revenues, right? So now, because we've had so many, our initial investment was so large, and we probably had maybe high leveraging, 65-70% debt mix, we're now having to pay down that debt and all of those other payables that put us in a negative position, right? Now as we pay those down, we're shifting those losses that we were taking in profitability to now being able to retain earnings as profits, reinvest, or distribute as dividends. So this is the maturity phase of the growth cycle here. And now we'll move to mature stable, right? So now we've maximized our growth, our revenues are maximized, our costs are controlled, and now we are really trying to insulate ourselves from new entrants into the market and maintain our current market share or potentially incrementally grow it more. But now we're sustained, we've been in the business for a while, and we are generating positive revenues and positive profits. So stage six is the decline, scale down of your business. As markets shrink, so as the demand dries up for your products, start to wind down, maybe liquidating your assets. Hopefully you're debt-free at this point, so you can leave the market unscathed and reinvest in another opportunity. So let's look up in the startup phase here. So an investment decision. You need to make investment decisions here, right? Investment needs vastly exceed the funds. So we need capital to get started up. And we have an initial investment that we can put down, but at the same time we're going to raise money in the capital market. So financing decisions. Equity funding is optimal. We need to make sure that we can get as much equity into the pot as we can so that we can minimize the amount of debt that we bring on. Ideally, you don't want more than 50% debt, in my opinion. Sometimes you can get 70% leveraged if you are a mature company. Dividend decision, no cash for dividends, so we don't have any dividends here to disperse because we're in a startup, we're not retaining any earnings, so we need to wait to do that. Value drivers, potential market, promise in the product, trust in the founder. So we got to make sure that we're breaking into that market and we're penetrating the market quickly, efficiently, and effectively so that we can capture market share from the competition inside that market. So investor dangers, because we're in the startup phase, failure is high. It's a big risk. So we've got to make sure that we manage our investments well. In the young growth phase, investment choices are still abound, right? We still are in the young growth phase. We're moving through startup. We're still getting operations ramped up to full scale. So we still have to make sure, we always need to make sure we're managing the money wisely, but very, very tight at this stage because we don't have a whole lot of room for error in the young growth piece of the cycle. Primarily or entirely equity funded. We've already got our infusion of debt capital. We shouldn't be going back to the debt markets to get more. Now we need to be raising equity funds through the sale of stock or maybe from friends and family investors, things like that. So again, at this phase, no cash for dividends, new equity issues. So we are trying to issue new equity shares here. We're trying to find sources of equity in the capital markets and fund our operations that way. No, we're not ready for dividend distribution quite yet. Value drivers in the young growth phase, revenue growth. We want to continue to grow our revenue aggressively. Understand our target margin, making sure that we are maintaining our marginal cost should equal our marginal revenues, to ensure that profit is being maximized. So we need our investor dangers in this stage, competition, weak barriers to entry. Many firms and organizations can enter the market very easily. Markets may close down because it's maybe an industry that's young and the demand shrinks or dries up and there's no longer any ability to capture revenues. High growth phase of the life cycle. Internal funds start to catch up with investment choices. So now we're starting to see some of that revenue being able to potentially be retained in owner's equity, and we can maybe then decide to start distributing some dividends. Some debt capacity opens up. Because we've paid down our initial debt position, now we may be able to go back to the bank and ask for an additional line of credit. So need for new equity subsides and cash starts to build up. We don't need any more equity investment. Our operations are running strong. Now we can take that cash and retain it. Value drivers, quality of growth, operating margin. We need to continue to grow at a solid pace by managing our operations efficiently and effectively and create greater operating margin through that process. Low quality growth is an investor danger, lagging profit margins. So we've got to make sure that the management understands what the organizational goals are and make sure that we are retaining the top talent so that we can get those goals accomplished. Okay, so mature growth. Let's look at the investment decisions in mature growth. So now we have internal funds available exceed the investment choices. So now we're starting to see positive profitability, and now we are paying down debts, and we are able to retain more of that revenue into retained earnings after costs. So debt capacity expands. We should have a lot of our debt paid down. Again, now we should have a greater capacity to bring on more debt if need be. We may want to bring on more debt if we are doing well enough to where we want to expand our operation and grow, because now we'll need new capital financing and we'll need the funds to make those investments. So now there's pressure for buybacks and dividends, right? So a buyback is when a firm goes into the equity market and they buy back their own stock because they want to have that stock price appreciation in their own portfolio so that they can use that as excess capital that they can use to fund their operation. So now shareholders in this growth phase will demand dividends. Asset earning power is a value driver. So now they should be positioned well in the market, and they should be able to really capitalize on their assets and continue to drive their revenue growth. So the value driver is the debt capacity. Hopefully they're very lowly leveraged. Hopefully they don't have a lot of debt on their balance sheet. Hopefully they can have room for debt, but let's not get into any more debt than we absolutely have to. cash return policy. Now we're going to, the cash return policy is the cash returned to the shareholders. Like I said earlier, they will start to demand the dividend soon enough because they are into a different phase of the business cycle that allows that to happen. So the dangers of this for investors is status quo management. Hey, we're doing great. Operations have been awesome. Let's relax a little bit. Okay, that's why the board of directors will stay on the CEO to keep pushing him or her, because they have the best interest of the shareholders in mind. Let's look at mature stable, right? Investment decisions. Few or no investment decisions or choices, because we are already through the maturity and we're going to be entering the decline soon. So financing decision, debt capacity exists but shrinks as a firm becomes smaller. So as we start to scale down operations, our desire or need for debt becomes smaller. Dividend decisions in this phase as we continue to decline at the end of the life cycle, liquidating dividends as the company shrinks. So we'll start to rein in those dividends, offering less and less through liquidation. Value drivers, liquidation precedes debt payout. So we're going to sell off our assets before we pay out our bondholders in this decline phase. Investor dangers, distress, management denial, distress as far as financial distress potentially, maybe they've got way ahead of themselves as far as the liquidation is concerned and they haven't raised enough capital to pay down their debt, so now they have to file bankruptcy. And the management is in denial that we are in the decline phase and they want to continue to hold on. So the narrative versus the numbers, right? Stage one is the startup. The top management's job is to tell a compelling and plausible story with potential for huge profits. They want to make sure they can sell the idea of the company to potential investors, whether on the debt or equity side. Young growth, stay consistent in word and actions with your story. Stick to your initial story. Continue to push that growth story and the huge profits narrative. Continue to push that so we can drive investment. In the high growth phase, we start delivering numbers to back up the story. Now we're showing results. We are proving that our idea was worthy, and we are maintaining our promise. In the mature growth phase, keep your narrative in sync with your numbers. Can now tell the story of how we got there, why we're here, and what we're going to do moving forward to maintain the growth status. Mature stable, stage five, adjust your narrative to reflect where you are in the life cycle. So if we're in a mature stable phase, we need to make sure that our narrative reflects that because we will be coming soon to the decline phase. So in this phase, you act your age in terms of the narrative and choices. We need to be realistic with shareholders, with the markets, with our employees, and our management team if we are in the decline phase of the life cycle.